Happy Friday, boys and girls. My name is Jeffrey Scott Mitchell, coming to you live on Memorex from the ultimate remote location, Youngstown, Ohio, the place that I was bred and born and raised, the essence of who I am, what I am, what I could be. It was instilled in me. Coming to you from a non-default? Alternate. Oh, coming to you from an alternate route inside the Southern Park Mall. I remember when this mall was built. I can remember when this mall was built. We used to go to the Boardman Plaza. And I also remember going to JCPenney's with my mother, get school clothes, and we would eat. That's where I got turned on. She turned me on to a Reuben. When I first started getting my Reubens, I used to, because I love Reuben sandwiches still. That pastrami and the sauerkraut and all that, and rye bread. And also down by JCPenney's, in a little corridor, fairly close to, in front of JCPenney's, was Olsen Electronics. One of my all-time favorite places in this place. You love me some Olsen Electronics. Oh my God, the memories. Let me show you. Try not to get too many people on camera here. And as you can see, the mall is, it's pretty good. As far as malls go, and what I've seen of malls in California, and what's kind of left of them, this one is kind of festive energy and good. We got people out here hanging out playing, what's that called? Throw thingy? I forget what it's called. It's not shuffleboard, but you know, throwing those things in the hole, cornhole, I guess. And you got a lot of clothes, a lot of people wearing Steeler gear, you know, Steeler gear, sports stuff, a lot of tennis shoes. A lot of this hip-hoppy tennis shoe, cool kind of stylish thing. You know, young, kind of, this look right here. This look just about right here on this board. Black male, white female, tennis shoe, kind of slick, hair. I don't know what happened there, it just stopped. It went black and it stopped. Don't know what that was about. What was I talking about? I was talking about the hip-hoppy, I guess, because I was talking about the subject matter. The woke karma flashed back on me and set me straight for talking about the new generation of people and stuff. So you got all kinds of stuff. Look at, especially here, I was looking at this. You know, all this sports stuff. And they got Steeler stuff. I don't know if you can see it. Penguins. All the sports. Look at my football team. You got a whole shrine. Look at this. Oh, my God. Look at that. If you can see it. Pittsburgh stuff. Oh, my God. Look at that. Look at the. Can you not get enough? Can you not get enough? Oh, my. This is where we at, people. We in Ohio. But you, as you can see whose house this is right here. As you can see whose house this is right here. Look at this right here. Look at this right here. Can you see it? Did you see that? I don't know if you saw it or not, but he was substantially older than her, white and raggedy looking. Yeah, they did have on a Planet Hollywood jacket though. You know, who knows? Maybe they have love. You know, she's black and significantly younger. And I was walking up, and when I was walking up, he was like rubbing her. Sigh, he had his hand under her jacket, rubbing her. I was like, what the hell? Youngstown in the hizzy. Youngstown in the hizzy. And you know what else too cool thing about it? Out here walking, I'm not the only one. It's me and a lot of elder Caucasian. Like this lady that I just passed. A lot of them out here walking. When I first got here, in fact. In fact, yesterday, we reminded me I was here yesterday. My granddaughter and my daughter. And I noticed that, we saw this lady walking. She was like power walking. She was just like way overdoing it. You know, she had on her jacket and her shoes. She had like, it looked like she had a whistle on or some kind of timer or something. You know, she was like way into it, walking all hard and stuff. I was like, oh, my people. And here's where Olsen Electronics was. Down here. I don't want to flip the camera because there's people here. But here's where Olsen Electronics was. It used to be, this corridor used to go down farther. And I believe Olsen Electronics was over here. And then you could actually walk out. It was an entrance and exit going out that way. And there was some other stuff on the other side. But I would go to Penny's, come here, go to Olsen Electronics, and see all my electronic stuff, and CB radios. And they also have electronic parts. And they actually had this one time, they had this, hold on, I gotta pause because I wanna see how many steps I just got. Hold on. So now I thought I paused it. See, now it looks like it's running. I don't get it. It's just crazy. I don't know what was the pause, if it was running. I don't know. I'm just recording. I'll edit it, I guess. But anyway, I stopped at that one spot and I took a screenshot of the steps. It was at $31.99. And as I passed it again, it was at $46.60. So that's about how many steps I'm getting per round. Is that about $1,500? $31.99? $3,246? 3,200, 46, 32, minus 46, 32, 40. 1,400 steps, 1,400 steps per lap. And also on the screenshot, I can look at the time to see how much time it took me to walk around. To see, it's interesting too when you're walking and you see people with kids. You know, think about granddaughter and how, you know, I interact with her and the things she wants to do and quote unquote get away with. Let me see if I can pause it. Watch this. Okay, I wanted to clean the lens. Did I walk this way already? Did we pass this part? No, we only walked it on the way back. As you can see, it's kind of hip. You know, it's people out here. Now, again, it's a Friday at 12:30. So, you know, it's not like a weekend or a holiday or anything where people can be out here. It's just a regular day. You can see people getting their steps. And everybody, well, not everybody, most people, you know, you got to go in every corner. You go down every lane. You go down every, what you call it, to get the maximum amount of steps in. Here's what we passed before. So if I'm getting 1,400 steps, 32, 46, it's 1,400, right? 32, 46, it's 1,400. So if I'm getting 1,400 per lap, that means I got a few more laps to go to fill it mildly. Beautiful place, ain't it? I'm trying to tell y'all. See, they got stuff here. I ain't hating on the music. You know, it's kind of a nice vibey music. Oh, I love this place, Youngstown. Youngstown clothing. I gotta go in there and get something. I'm definitely gonna have to go in there and get something. There's no doubt about it. And we got the cornhole going on. This food court. Oh, here's a food court. Of course, you know, all the cars is parked by the food court. You got Macy's. Macy's came later. Macy's didn't come until later. I don't remember Macy's. I think it might have been, not Strauss's. Was Strauss's ever in here? No. I think Strauss's might have been in here. Was Strauss's ever in the mall? I should ask somebody just to trip out. Ask somebody old here. Strauss's, who was here before Macy's? Was it Strauss's? I don't know. That's a good question. That's a damn good question. But you see, the food court is where we came yesterday or whenever. I think it was yesterday. Yeah, we came here yesterday. You can see it's raining out there. So I parked out there, food court, doing it like that. Nah, see, that was making up words. I was distracted. Those were distracted words. I felt people looking at me. You see outside. You see where I come from. You know where I'm at. Where I come from. You know, people ain't used to people being dynamic or doing things outside of the perspective. You know, what you're supposed to do. Stay. You're supposed to stay in that little, you know, stay in that little box. Well, if you can call it a box. I don't know if you can really call it a box. You might be able to. But stay in that little idea of what you're supposed to be and not supposed to be. And there is a certain amount of peer pressure or public pressure to adhere to what the standard is or your role or whatever you call it. Way less than California, no doubt. You can imagine. Way less than California, as there are so many different, as there are just, you know, so many, many different kinds of ways of being in California. It's not the same as here. We have like a limited amount of maybe examples or options. Limited amount of options, less variety, less diversity. There's maybe an unspoken pressure to conform and as I may have stated before, to not outperform, to, you know, not outperform is to make other people uncomfortable. I never had that problem. I always wanted to be that one, top 100%, all the way to the top. You know, I had no problem being it. And here's the kind of a monument or shrine to DiBartolo. He created the first mall. Well, I don't know, he created the mall. He became famous for the malls. He built this one, Southern Park. Oh, Joseph Horn was it. The Joseph Horn Company. See that up there? Yep, Strauss's was here. See, look. I told you, Strauss's was here. I just said that, didn't I? I remember Joseph Horn came in. Strauss's was in there. And here's how he built it. His phone, DiBartolo. And if you hear his name, and we found out yesterday, at the Super Bowl, because he owned the 49ers. And you come in here, and you look at him. Tell me he don't look mafia. Tell me that ain't mafia written all over the place. Tell me that he looked like something right off of not Godfather, but the one thing was in Vinny. What was the one thing was in? The Goodfellas. Don't he look like somebody straight off of Goodfellas? And then I'm gonna show you something else. You know, this is all his stuff that he built. Tell me he don't look mafioso. Tell me he don't. I mean, you can't tell me. And then let me show you. Come over here, the Bartolo family. Still, she even looked like, you know, she looked more like Rocky's wife. See? Look at him. And then you come over here, I'll show you. I'll show you something else over here. They got how he changed his name. He changed his name. Oak Street, Smoky Hollow. Where is it? Look, there he is. He went to South High School. He was going to South High School. And he changed his name from Anthony Penosa to Edward John DiBartolo after his stepfather's maternal grandfather, Edward. I ain't saying nothing. Now tell me he don't look like Michael from The Godfather. I ain't mad at him. You know, I'm not mad at him at all. I'm not mad at how you make your money. And, you know, whatever you got to do, do. Whatever you do wins. And they go, Strauss's. I told you about Strauss's. New era. Retail begins with the opening of a Summit Mall in Akron, Ohio, the first fully enclosed climate-controlled shopping center. See that? Established the first inland foreign trade zone in the U.S. in Ohio. Over 100 properties. DiBartolo Company. I'm trying to see Boardman Plaza. Opens Boardman Plaza with 23 units. Then he got married. Daughter born. See all that? This is it, people. This is what it's about. This is where I come from. This is where I come from. Like I said, I believe in capitalism. I believe if you got to rob, rape, or pillage to get it, and you got it, well, can't nobody take it from you after you done robbed, raped, and pillaged, or whatever, cheated, whatever, and it's in your possession, and you got the power to protect it and to maintain it. I mean, what you gonna do? What is any law or rule or moral authority or anything gonna do if they can't take, if you got the power to hold on to whatever you got, however you got it? That's all I'm saying. So you got Shoe Encore. I went to Burlington Shoe Factory and got my shoes, but I was looking for a place like this to get a pair of decent shoes. See the shoes I got? Fila. Just something to walk in, because I was tearing up the shoes that I had. I was tearing up the shoes that I had, was starting to get worn out. So, yeah. And I felt like I was walking on the ground. I felt like I was walking on the ground. So I figured I'd go ahead and spend some money. Went to Burlington and got like the last pair of size 13 men's shoes, sneakers they had there. And they're doing good. They're good. I put my plantar fasciitis insoles in there. I don't know if they're worth a damn anymore, but I did. And I can feel them, you know. So today's Friday, and you know, we're gonna get through the day. We're gonna work through the day. Get off at 11. I think granddaughter won't be home till tomorrow. I don't know how that's gonna work. Oh, well, yeah. Well, she might be coming home tonight. I'm not sure how it works, how they got it figured out this week. But tomorrow, we're going to try to, Sunday we're going to do something. So tomorrow, I don't know what we're going to do. Sunday we're going to go to the zoo. What we're going to do is, I had rented a car to get me back off to the airport on Monday morning. So I'm going to catch a flight Monday morning, 7 a.m. Hold on, let me see if I can do this. So I'm going to catch a flight Monday morning at 6 a.m. It's going to get me to L.A. at 8 o'clock. I'll be able to land, get home, maybe get a little bit of rest, and then work that day, work my day, not use any PTO. So I rented a car. Since it was on Monday, the rental car place here is closed. They're closed on Sunday, so I had to rent it Saturday. So the car would have cost me $133, which ain't bad, because I had a car Saturday and Sunday, but not that I even needed it. But, you know, $133 wasn't bad to get me back and forth to the airport. I'll pay that. That's no problem. I got no problem paying that. So, and I'm thinking, I said, Kimberly was off Sunday, too. Off Sunday. So I was like, hey, how much you take me to the airport? And then I said, hey, we'll do it like this. What if I, but, so good. Okay, I'm all over the place. That's okay. I like when I get all over the place. I actually could just walk around in a circle right here and keep going, huh, where there's no people. Because you know I don't mind being where there ain't no people. But anyway, what was I going to say? Oh, so I spent, the car would have been $133. So I said, well, Kevin, let's go to Pittsburgh. You know, we can do something in Pittsburgh. Me and you, granddaughter, we figure we're going to do the zoo. So we're going to try to do the zoo. And I just get a hotel room. I get a hotel room, stay there, get a hotel with a shuttle. And worst come to worst, catch an Uber to the hotel at 4 o'clock in the morning. That way I can relax. I can sleep a little longer. You know, I don't have to get up as early. I won't have to drive. Can you tell when I get distracted by something? Can you tell when I'm walking? Can you see in my eyes and my motions, my gestures? If something caught my eye and I got distracted, I wonder if you could tell. But anyway, more tennis shoes. And there's the train. When are we going to get granddaughter down here? We're going to ride the train. But anyway, what was that? What was I saying? So I figured we'd go up to Pittsburgh, even though it's going to be raining and thunderstorms, whatever. She just take me to Pittsburgh. We hang out there. We do something. You know, they just ride on back. And I get a room and chill out, get up about 3:30, leave for the airport, get to the airport. You know, I'll be like 2 miles away from the airport, whatever, blah, blah, blah. I should walk, huh? I should walk to the airport, get my steps in. That'd be ambitious. But if I get there 2 hours early, I can get my steps in then. I'm gonna have to, you know, be so pressed about walking or nothing. So, well, because I do want to get my steps in, I'm gonna have to try to get at least, I think 6,000 is the number I get if I walk at breaks and lunch. It's like 15 minutes, and 30 minutes. So close to 6,000 is what I get when I walk breaks and lunch. So if I can get 4,000 steps in before work, that should get me over to 10,000 and keep my streak alive. And we ain't even gonna talk about my weight and what I'm doing here. But then again, I gotta think of it this way. I'm on vacation. This is basically vacation, a working vacation. And my eating habits aren't the best. In fact, my eating habits, I wouldn't say they were horrible. I wouldn't say that my eating habit right now is horrible. But I would say that for a working day, I do better. You know, even though I'm getting my steps in. And by steps, I mean I'm getting in like 15, 16,000 steps a day. See, I got distracted and I wanted to let some people go by. So I just let them go by. So I got like 15, 16,000 steps in on a work day. Because in the morning, I usually like to walk 9,000 or so, and then get my 6,000, like I said, doing work at break and lunch. So if I can maintain, considering on work day, I do okay, but I'm still after work, 11 o'clock at night. Oh my God, that scared me. That scared me. Look at that. Ooh, look at that boy. That boy don't look so bad, do he? Do he? Look at that. Look at that mirror. That boy don't look that bad. You know, he kind of thick in the middle, but he don't look all that bad. Do he? I don't think so. He don't look all that bad. He got something. See what he looked like from the back. I turned that corner and saw myself. Oh, okay. You know, I still got that belly and stuff, but, you know, not bad. It's good when you turn the corner and you see yourself and you like what you see. You know? Even though I got that belly and I sit down, you know, on the camera, especially wearing these tight, medium-sized shirts. And not only, I say a tight medium size, because I got mediums that fit a lot looser than the ones I got out now. These are like muscle man or whatever t-shirts are supposed to fit like their skin. It's like, no, it's like completely tight up against me. But anyway, so, oh my God, I gotta go look. I gotta see what the number is on this. It says clearance. Ooh, it's a windbreaker too. What size is it? Oh my God, I don't even wanna know. It looks like a medium. It's a medium. Oh my God. All right, what's the price? I see some decent prices. What's the price? 59. Okay. This is the real stuff. This is, oh, I got, whose jersey is this? Heath Miller? Pickett. They got a Pickett jersey. This is the real thing here, people. These are the real things. Wow, this ain't no knockoff stuff. Oh my God, look at the Tommy Hilfiger Steelers. Oh wow, they probably want $90 for this. Ooh, this is the real stuff. This is not the Burlington factory stuff I'm used to seeing. This is the real deal stuff here. This is NFL sanctioned Pete Rozelle. God rest his soul. Blessed, emblemized Pittsburgh Steelers stuff. How much is this? $50. Oh my God, this is out of my range. This is so out of my range. Youngstown State, baby. Youngstown State and Steelers. There it is. Oh my God. Steelers everything. Browns, you gotta have the Brown stuff here too, I guess. You gotta have the Brown stuff. I mean, I can't hate. You gotta have the Brown stuff. You gotta have the Brown stuff. It's only fair. We're in Ohio. But you know what? Walking the mall is kind of nice. I have to admit, walking the mall is kind of nice. As opposed to like walking it. But walking the street, being outside, there's something to it. And I wanted to say that before. I'm not sure if I did. There's walking. You know, you have your walking. And then there's walking for, you know, therapeutic. There's walking for physical. And then you also have your just being outside, getting used to being outside and being comfortable being outside. That part too, you know. There was a time where it's not that I was uncomfortable being outside, but I'm a lot more at ease now being outside and almost looking forward to being outside, to where, you know, I have to be outside to a certain extent every day. You know? And it means like I have to get out now. And that being out kind of opened me up to just being out there in the air or whatever. I don't know how you want to call it. But that part also has an impact on me. But anyhow. So my daughter said, all right, you know, she bargained, of course. That's what she does. That's what we do. Everything is a bargain. We negotiate everything. Everything is negotiate. And we have no problem with one person trying to get the best out of any event. That's how we handle situations. And it's a way to handle it between me and her. It's clear. There's no feeling. There's no, you can do this for me, do that, do this, do that. It's about economics and opportunity and getting the best out of what you can get out of it, you know, for both parties. Mutually agree. Oh, I'll do this for you, you do that for me. I got no problem with that. So we negotiated. It's her day off, you know, for her to give up her only day off where she could be without granddaughter, you know, where she could be, you know, have a day to herself completely. So she said to give that up. She negotiated, we got to do this and do that. And she brought up how I have promised in the past before that, where, you know, oh, let's do this, do this. And I wake up and be like, I don't feel like doing nothing. So she's like, all right, we're going to do this. So I figured we get up, we go to the zoo, go to Pittsburgh, go to the zoo. If it's raining, we just, you know, we keep going. We do what we can do in the zoo. And then after the zoo, they just drop me off at the hotel, or hang out at the hotel, or get something to eat or something like that. And, you know, they drive back. You know, I get a shuttle. And even though the hotel said they got a shuttle, and I didn't get the cheapest hotel, I did spend like a little bit more. You know, I got a little bit better hotel. Not the best hotel, but I think I got a Marriott, in fact. I think I got one of the low-end Marriotts or something like that. But not like a, you know, a Doubletree or you know, a good one. I got like a, you know, one. So I got distracted a little bit. I felt the audience. Had to put on a little something for them. You know, get a little animated. Show them how it's done. Show them how I do. How I does it. Should be wearing my Jeffrey TV shirt. In fact, there's a hat. They do hats here with logos. I might stop and take a look and see. I might stop and take a look and see, you know, how much they want to charge. You see people walking. Them ladies be walking. I walk slow. I said, like, them little Mexican ladies passing me like it wasn't nothing back in L.A. And people out here be passing me. These people out here walk. And I'll tell them something else again. I said, yesterday when I was walking, a lady stopped to let me walk by. And another guy comes zooming in front of me, making a left turn into the driveway that I was walking across. And we both looked at each other like, what the? So it's not just me, even the other person even saw it. He come like zooming by, you know, making that left, trying to squeeze in there before me. And yesterday, an older guy was making a turn and he wasn't gonna stop. He almost, I ain't gonna say he almost hit me, but he came really close. Not to hitting me, but you know how you slow down. And he didn't give me nowhere near enough space. I was like, what the heck? And I'm looking at him and, you know, he an older cat, but still. We back to the DiPartolo. Oh, I flipped it over, it was on the right one. We're back to the DiPartolo shrine or memorial. Looks like it's raining out there now. Supposed to be severe thunderstorms today. So, kind of looking forward to it, you know. And I think Kimberly get off at 12:30 or something like that. So they'll be back tonight. I get off at 10:50. I'll get off at 10:50. They'll be, home a little bit after that. And get some sleep. Tomorrow we don't got nothing to do. So we could probably lay out. Hopefully it won't rain all day. And even if it does, you know. We stay in the house, get food. And that's what I'm talking about, the food. And then I've been eating. You know, we had some Bellaria pizza, it was good. My ham salad, my Cheetos. Big, you know, I'm eating, man, I get off work. But I have to realize that I should be grateful that my regimen, my routine of being out here, getting these steps. I bought a nose trimmer too. I went to Burlington to get these shoes. I bought a nose trimmer. And like a little facial trimmer. Facial trimmer ain't worth a damn, I don't think. But I think I might be adjusted to make it, you know, a little bit more better. Because it looked like the cutting blades aren't exactly, precisely, like edged, you know. It's like the one blade that cuts maybe like a little under the guiding blade or whatever. And on my other clippers, I lined them up so that they'd be, you know, more tighter. So like both the blades like right at the same edge. So I might be able to do that on a trimmer. So I do need a trimmer to like cut into here and not have that big, because my hair clippers are kind of too big for it. So that's how I'll do that. And I got a nose trimmer, it worked. I think it definitely worked. And it was funny because I cut my head nose hair and didn't nothing come out. I didn't see nothing come in the sink or nothing. I don't know where they went. Because usually when I cut them with scissors, you know, they'd be like long hairs falling out. But anyway, I chop, you know, maybe they chop up and turn to dust and I breathe them into my lungs. I don't know. But, so, I got a nose trimmer, so that's good because I actually took a selfie of me and granddaughter in the back. And it was all up my nose. It was like a jungle up in there, a jungle of hairs. I was like, all right. We'll do something about that. And as I remember, the way I calculated my steps, I should have to walk till 1:30. And it's 12:55 now. So if I check, I should be like at about 6,500 or something like that. Or something like 3,500. Yeah, be at 6,500 or something like that. Walk 100 minutes. But it could be more or less. But anyway, so I paid $133 for the car. I would have the car Saturday, and I would also have it for, I'd have it for Saturday, but I wouldn't need it. You know, I have it for Saturday. In fact, I would have it for Saturday and all of Sunday, but I would have to drive Monday morning, Sunday night. Well, it's all moot because I'm not doing it, but I'm just trying to figure, you know, how much, you know, where that all goes and how that does. Because I just got distracted again. Just like, they just come around the corner, saw me, had like a big frowny face on. Like she was like, didn't want some little white girl, young white girl. And I don't know if I was, she was like in front of me. I don't know, she just had a look on her face. Like, you know, she didn't want to make the turn until I did, or she didn't want to be on camera. I don't know. Either way, but it was a bit dramatic. Ooh, look at that. Actually, I need to stop and tie up my, see if I can do it here. See if I can do it without stopping. Turn it down like that. Take this. I had to tie up my hoodie across my waist because it's so hot in here. I didn't need it. I didn't pause it. Okay. So now, so basically what I would pay for the car, I just pay for a hotel room. And then she'll drop me off. I already put gas in the car. It's gonna be more expensive. But you know, it'll be more better. It's definitely gonna be more expensive. But it'll be more better in that I'll you know, have experience with granddaughter and my daughter and go to the zoo and, you know, won't have to get up 4 o'clock in the morning. Oh, I will still have to get up before. No, if I was leaving from Youngstown, I would have to get up. I'd have to leave at 2:30 to get there at 4. Because, you know, I like to leave myself an ample amount of time. So I would have to leave at 2:30. I would have to leave at 2:30 to get there at 4. And that's probably even before the freaking TSA opens. I don't care. I just like to have, give myself that kind of leave, you know, much time, especially on the freeway. I can take my time if I had to get gas, whatever. And I think the last time I had the car, I filled it up in Youngstown and I got to Pittsburgh Airport. It had enough gas in it. It had enough gas in it. I didn't put no gas in it. It's still kind of on full. I left it and they didn't charge me. And not only that, I rented the car. Check this out. I rented the car from Cleveland. I rented the car to go from Boardman to Cleveland. And I took it back to Pittsburgh. And they couldn't find the car. It took them a few days to find it. And then while they were still looking for it, they was hitting me for $100 a day. They was like putting $100 a day on my car. But they, you know, they eventually took it off. There's the mirror. There go me again. Hello. There go me again. They was hitting me for like $100 a day. Then they eventually took it off when they found the car. I actually had to file like a, not a claim, but a statement or something saying, hey, here's where the car is. You figured if they picked the car up, you know, the keys are there, license plates, whatever, they'd be able to find out where the car's supposed to be. But no. So anyway, and they didn't even charge me. There was no extra charge or anything for it, even though I picked it up and returned it to another airport. I mean, another location. You know, they let me get away with that. That no charge is a big deal. That no, not being charged for dropping off at another location is a big deal. What did I say? Oh yeah, so you know, we'll go up there and do that. and go to Pittsburgh Zoo, and they'll leave. They'll get to drive back. Had to give them some time out. You know, granddaughter sleep in the car, get home, be all wired up. And now she'll have the rest of her Sunday or whatever. And go through it like that. Now, I won't have to get up till 3. I could probably not get up till 3:30. I could probably, if I set the shuttle up, depending on the shuttle, say the shuttle leaves at 4. You're supposed to get, I like to get there 2 hours early. But since I'm like right there, I'm only gonna be like 2 miles from the airport. And I'm TSA pre-approved. I just walk right through. You know, I might leave at 4. I might leave the hotel at 4. Get up at 3:30. And get dressed. Take a shower, 15 minutes. Throw some clothes on. Blah, 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 blah. And just get out there. Get out there and go. You know. Keeping it moving. Kind of got, that was distracted words. Distracted, what did I call it? Distracted words, filling words. What was the word? Filler words, what I call it? I forget what I call it. I call it something. I'm not just talk. Anyway, so that's the plan. We'll see how it goes. And we'll get out there. And now I'm just talking. Those are more filler words. Those are more filler words. So it's 105 now. Got about, should have about 20. Here's the place where I want to go in. I want to stop in there and see what they can do for me at a hat. I do want to. I'm going to go in there next time around. I'm going to finish this up. I also want to get one of them Youngstown Ohio shirts. I'd love to get one of them. I'm going to be spending some money up in this place. And if I walk to 1:30 and I get my 10,000 in at 1:30, I don't start work till 3 o'clock. So I can still jump in the car, drive to Kimberly's, drive to my daughter's house, take a shower, and still have plenty of time to, you know, unwind and ready myself for the work day. I kind of like walking to the mall. I might have to do this. I wouldn't bring granddaughter in here though. I wouldn't bring granddaughter in a stroller here though. No, that'd be too much. She'd be wanting to get out and do stuff. That'd be too much. That would be too much for her. I wouldn't even put that on her. And then every time we went past the play area, it'd be, yeah, it'd be too much for her. So, but on our street, when we on the street, we do good. She sits in that stroller for like an hour and a half. You know, I'll let her out every now and then. You know, every try to let her out, stretch her legs, let her run around. But other than that, she does very well. Doesn't get grumpy and more. And I keep forgetting that everything is so new to her. When I first took her out, you know, she was young and, you know, she'd look around and everything, but really wasn't, you know, seeing stuff or something like that. And then as she got older, and even recently, each time we go out, I could see her seeing more and more. In fact, she sees stuff farther and farther away. She saw ducks from like way across the street. She'd be seeing dogs from way, you know. And she's like looking around, looking at the ground. I could see her definitely more. I wouldn't say interacting, but more aware of the stuff around her. And I think that just takes familiarity, you know. It was like that time I was riding a Wave Runner. I went to Vegas, I was in Laughlin, had some time with my hand. So I said, oh, let me get a Wave Runner. And, you know, just get on it. And the lady was like, here, give your license, money. Here, bye. I took off. And I was going good at first. Them things, hey, this, you just don't ride them like a bike. You got to know how to ride them things. And when I was riding it, it was like I was, and when I was riding it, like I couldn't control it. So I had to like completely focus on it. I had to like completely focus on what I was doing on the Wave Runner, and I was like unaware of everything around me. I couldn't see, like, I was like this, you know, because I had to concentrate just standing up and, you know, staying on the thing. And I was just so worried about that I couldn't see anything that was going on around about me. I was just so focused on staying on the damn Wave Runner and not falling off. Then I was thinking, well, there's probably people who go through life like that, you know, whatever that means. There's probably people who actually go through life, you know, who have to focus on what they're doing and they don't really get to see stuff that's going on around them and stuff, you know? And I thought, you know, not that would be a shame, but just imagine, you know, to where my life is, to where I feel that, you know, I got such a handle on it and things worked out that I have the ability to, you know, actually see and have regard to my peripheral with stuff on the outside of life and, you know, handle what I'm doing and still have enough mental capacity and physical capacity left to, you know, to appreciate the stuff around me. And that's what I was thinking she was doing. You know, she was just barely getting used to being outside, you know, and being in a stroller. You know, I just said, oh, you're in a stroller. You okay? Okay. No. You just gotta, you know, she's still learning all that. She's still learning, trying to be, what did that say? Oh my God, look at this. I thought, what did that say? The richest man in horse racing. Now tell me that don't look mafioso. You tell me that ain't no crime family looking picture. I was gonna say, so, you know, then more and more as she goes, she gets aware and more comfortable. Comfortable is the word. Get more comfortable, you know, understanding, you know, what's going on and looking around. Because now she'd be like, you know, doing much more outside of the stroller, aware of and sort of interacting, because she'll wave at people and doggy and duck. She saw a duck across the street. That kind of blew me away when she saw the duck. I was like, wow, okay. And I was like, okay. Because I, you know, and now, like I said before, I probably said on here, if she sees something now and she call it out, I don't doubt her. I look for it. She can say flying saucer. I'm gonna look for it. You know, cause she nails it. You know, she's like, duck. I'm like, where you see ducks? A couple times I was like, ain't no, oops. Okay. Yeah. All right. I see them. More than one time I was like, ain't no. Ain't no, oops, okay. Youngstown State. All right. I think we're getting to the point where, oh, I've been there 45 minutes in this place. Okay. I've been there 45 minutes. All right. You'll see other people walking. Uh-oh, look like somebody walking counterclockwise to where we walking. They are. Oh, they just pass each other like an eclipse. Everybody's, we got our little routes and our walking. He said, this is going the wrong way. Yeah, I ain't mad to be out here with all these old white women. Walking, getting my steps in. I'm 60. And maybe I should be doing a more vigorous workout. Maybe I should be doing CrossFit or some kind of boxing or something. Nope. I walk. There's another walker. I do my walking. You know what's going to happen next? People going to see me out here doing this. And you're going to see other people walking around doing commentary like I'm doing. Watch. Because I'm a trendsetter. Oh, that is a girl from yesterday. I remember them boots. And look how she's walking in the booth. It's like she could barely walk. And you see him. Let's see if I can see him. And all that Steelers stuff, it's all about. That's cute. I remember them from yesterday. I wonder if she required to wear them. They don't look comfortable. they don't look comfortable at all. Anyway. Yeah, you definitely see more. Well, I don't know if you see more. You see more people. Oh my God, you definitely see more people. When I'm out there walking on the street, I don't see nobody. I see one, two people. Maybe one or two people per walk. And I'm out there for an hour and a half. Here, I'm seeing all kinds of people. Lots of even interaction, you know, waving, you know, all that. I haven't seen any security guards around here, come to think about it. So I remember one time I came here a long time ago, and I was, in fact, they took that part out. It used to be a part that was like a fountain or something, where you like sit around or something. And I was like laying down on it. He told me to get up. And I was like, oh, Youngstown, oh, you know, conservative or whatever, just, you know, don't let you express yourself. You know, but it was me. I should have been laying my ass down. What was I thinking? I was young. No, let's face it. I was young. And I went through some things when I was young. Anyhow, that's enough, huh? 49 minutes on this thing. That's enough. Probably longer because I did some video from before. So, anyway. Anyway. Swinging on y'all. Two time. For me? For the funk. A very, very elementary particle that has ever existed in any atom, in this or in the universe that ever was, is, or will be. Totality of it all. Theory of universe. Hypothesis of all as one. You know, it's funny too, I look around and see people with their kids, and more I'm starting to notice how mothers, especially, and grandmothers interact with their grandkids. You could just see it. You could just see the light. I mean, the appreciation, whatever, light, love, whatever you call it. The magnitude, the degree of the importance of that being in that person's life. The attention they give them, and, you know, how reactive they are to them. And you could just see it. I guess I'm probably the same way. To a degree, to a lesser degree, a granddaughter, but proportionally compared to who I am and what I am and what I'm used to and how I do all that and do all that. Maybe I'm my little bit of reaction may be the same magnitude as theirs. But based on my, you know, my lack of whatever you call it. Oh, so I see what people do. They put their jackets up there. Oh, they just leave their jackets there and come back and get them. Oh, wow. Okay. That's the second jacket I saw sitting up there. Anyway, my name is Jeffrey.